All the day following, they traveled through the drifting haze of wood smoke. In the draws, the smoke coming off the ground like mist, and the thin black trees burning on the slopes like stands of heathen candles. Late in the day, they came to a place where the fire had crossed the road, and the macadam was still warm, and further on, it began to soften underfoot. They stopped. "We'll have to wait," he said. They backtracked and camped in the actual road, and when they went on in the morning, the macadam had cooled. By and by, they came to a set of tracks, cooked into the tar. They just suddenly appeared. He squatted and studied them. Someone had come out of the woods in the night and continued down the melted roadway.
"Who is it?" said the boy.
"I don't know. Who is anybody?"
They came upon him shuffling along the road before them, dragging one leg slightly and stopping from time to time to stand stooped and unmoving before setting out again.
"What should we do, Papa?"
"We're all right. Let's just follow and watch."
"Take a look,"
the boy said.
"Yes, take a look."
They followed him a good ways, but at his pace they were losing the day, and finally he just sat in the road and didn't get up again. The boy hung on to his father's coat, and they went past. No one spoke. He was as burnt-looking as the country, his clothing scorched and black. One of his eyes was burnt shut, and his hair was but a nitty wig of ash upon his blackened skull. As they passed, he looked down, as if he'd done something wrong. His shoes were bound up with wire and coated with road tar, and he sat there in silence, bent over in his rags. The boy kept looking back.
"Papa,"
he whispered,
"what's wrong with the man?"
"He's been struck by lightning."
"Can't we help him?" "Papa?"
"No, we can't help him."
The boy kept pulling at his coat.
"Papa,"
he said,
"stop it."
"Can't we help him, Papa?"
"No, we can't help him. There's nothing to be done for him."
They went on. The boy was crying. He kept looking back. When they got to the bottom of the hill, the man stopped and looked at the boy, and he looked back up the road. The burned man had fallen over, and at that distance, you couldn't even tell what it was.
"I'm sorry," he said, "but we have nothing to give him. We have no way to help him. I'm sorry for what happened to him, but we can't fix it. You know that, don't you?"
The boy stood looking down. He nodded his head. Then they went on, and they didn't look back again.
This ends Disc 1.